In this episode of Tech I Spy, we're taking another look at AST SpaceMobile, a company with lofty ambitions in the world of space-based cellular connectivity. Now, some of you might remember our first review earlier this year, where I shared what many called a cautious, even pessimistic outlook on their financials and technological challenges. That wasn't unwarranted. AST has hurdles, no doubt, but in this follow-up, we're reassessing their position. Have they made strides in overcoming the obstacles? Are those bold partnerships with Verizon and AT&T as solid as they seem? And what about the competition that's heating up with SpaceX and OneWeb? As always, this isn't about selling you on the company, but offering a thorough breakdown of where they stand today. So, stick around and let's take another balanced look at whether AST SpaceMobile's high-risk, high-reward potential is starting to tilt in their favor or not.
If you like the following content, please leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/Whitley.
AST SpaceMobile stands out in the tech landscape for several key strengths that bolster its position as a pioneering company in the space-based cellular broadband market. First and foremost, AST SpaceMobile's innovative technology is a significant asset. The company is building the world's first and only space-based cellular broadband network accessible directly by regular smartphones. This revolutionary approach, eliminating the need for specialized satellite phones, sets it apart from competitors like SpaceX's Starlink and OneWeb, which focus on broadband via satellite dishes. AST's BlueBird satellites, some of the largest communication arrays deployed in low Earth orbit, will deliver nationwide coverage, potentially eliminating dead zones across the US and beyond. The company's partnerships are another strength. AST has secured significant alliances with major telecom players like AT&T, Verizon, and Vodafone. These partnerships provide not just financial backing, but also credibility and market access. With Verizon recently committing $100 million to AST, including $65 million in prepayments, AST is poised to scale its network across the US additionally. Their existing agreements target about 100% geographical coverage using premium low-band spectrum. An asset perspective, AST's in-house manufacturing capabilities are robust. The company is approximately 95% vertically integrated, which means they control most of the processes and intellectual property involved in their satellite production. This gives them greater flexibility and cost control compared to outsourcing components, ensuring they can scale their network efficiently. Their Texas-based facilities have been instrumental in finalizing and testing the BlueBird satellites, showing the company's capability to execute on its ambitious plans. The company recently achieved a major milestone by securing an initial license from the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, for spaced operations. This license allows the company to use FES and UHF frequencies for crucial functions such as gateway communication, feeder links, and telemetry, tracking, and control for its first five commercial BlueBird satellites. This approval, following the company's March 2024 filings with the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and the FCC, solidifies the regulatory framework under which these satellites will operate, advancing AST SpaceMobile's mission to bridge the digital divide and enhance emergency communications through its space-based network. This FCC approval is a critical step toward achieving AST SpaceMobile's goal of 100% nationwide cellular coverage across the US using premium cellular spectrum. The company, in partnership with AT&T, Verizon, Vodafone, and other global telecom operators, aims to eliminate cellular dead zones and bring broadband connectivity to remote areas. The launch of these satellites also signals a broader advancement for US leadership in space-based communications, as emphasized by AST's leadership. The company's partnerships with over 45 mobile network operators serving more than 2.8 billion subscribers worldwide, combined with recent strategic investments from key players like AT&T, Verizon, Google, and Vodafone, position it strongly to deliver its innovative space broadband services. Lastly, leadership at AST, led by founder and CEO Abel Avellan, has shown a clear, consistent vision for the company. Avellan's leadership has been instrumental in securing vital partnerships and moving the company towards commercial satellite launches. The company's management also has experience with government contracts, expanding its influence in non-commercial sectors and securing contracts for in-orbit testing. Together, these strengths, technological innovation, strategic partnerships, strong leadership, and in-house manufacturing, put AST SpaceMobile in a solid position to capitalize on the growing demand for global connectivity solutions. In this second review of AST SpaceMobile, it's crucial to address the weaknesses that continue to cast shadows over the company's ambitious plans. While they've made progress since our last episode, some key challenges remain, and new ones have emerged. I still cannot fault the staff or the technology itself, but one of the most glaring issues is financial sustainability. Of course, most watching this episode will wish the company succeeds. Any financial pain now will be paid back by the bucket load when even a small percentage of the world signs up. But this is an emotional reaction, and we never bet an investment on a gut reaction to a promised fortune. The hard facts are, AST has been burning through cash at an alarming rate. As of Q2 2024, they reported operating expenses of $63.9 million, a rise from $56 million in the previous quarter. Their high capital expenditures, driven by the satellite development and launch costs, have left them with negative cash flow. Although they have around $287.6 million in reserves, the continued rise in expenses has analysts concerned about how long these reserves will last. This financial strain was exacerbated by the announcement of a $400 million stock sale, which has raised concerns over potential shareholder dilution. If you still do not believe this to be a potential problem, check out my review of Virgin Galactic. Finances aside, technological delays have also been a thorn in AST's side. While the company has successfully launched its first set of Bluebird satellites, it's important to remember that these launches were delayed by years. Initially planned for 2020, the delays have not only slowed the company's momentum, but also raised doubts about their ability to meet future deadlines. These setbacks, while somewhat expected in the high-stakes space industry, have tested investor confidence. In addition to delays, regulatory hurdles remain a significant challenge for AST. The process of obtaining spectrum licenses in multiple countries is notoriously complex and time-consuming. For example, in some regions, regulatory approval can take up to 24 months, delaying AST's ability to provide services and driving up compliance costs, which could exceed $200 million in key markets. These obstacles could limit AST's ability to quickly expand its network globally. Lastly, AST is facing intense competition in the satellite communications space. Established players like SpaceX's Starlink and Amazon's Project Kuiper are not only well-funded, but have significant head starts. SpaceX has already launched over 3,500 satellites, while AST is still in the early stages of deploying its network. Competing against these tech giants will be a daunting task, especially as they continue to refine their offerings and expand their coverage. In summary, while AST SpaceMobile's vision is bold, the financial, technological, regulatory, and competitive challenges they face are substantial. Investors should remain cautious as these issues continue to pose significant risks to the company's long-term viability.
Discover unique gifts with Martian Home Prints on eBay. Looking for amazing gifts that are out of this world? Visit Martian Home Prints on eBay for a fantastic selection of unique items, including our rare and stylish flag socks. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just want to treat yourself, we have something for everyone. Our collection is perfect for those who appreciate creativity and uniqueness. Shop now at Martian Home Prints on eBay and find the perfect gift that stands out from the rest. Don't miss out on these incredible items. Just type Martian Home Prints or click the link in the description below and explore our store today.
ST SpaceMobile is uniquely positioned to capitalize on several massive opportunities, with the potential to generate significant revenue if they can execute their ambitious plans. The opportunities are where this company becomes exciting for an investor. The most substantial opportunity lies in their goal of providing global cellular broadband directly from space. This technology addresses a huge market need, particularly in underserved regions where traditional infrastructure is either too expensive or impractical. With over 3 billion people globally still lacking reliable internet access, AST SpaceMobile's satellite-based solution could be revolutionary. The company estimates a massive total addressable market in the telecommunications space, which generates over $1.1 trillion in annual revenue globally, driven by 5.3 billion mobile devices. If AST can secure even a small portion of this market, the revenue potential is enormous. So, yes, I did do the calculation on the potential if the company can scale up even a little and acquire a share of the global market. In terms of partnerships, AST SpaceMobile has secured agreements with major telecom providers such as AT&T, Verizon, Vodafone, and Rakuten. These collaborations extend AST's reach to over 1.8 billion mobile users across 49 countries, giving them access to a vast customer base once their network becomes fully operational. By partnering with these telecom giants, AST is poised to tap into established markets without the need for extensive customer acquisition efforts, a potential game changer in generating immediate revenue. The demand for reliable mobile connectivity in remote areas, both rural and even suburban regions, has led to increasing interest from governments and large organizations. For example, AST SpaceMobile's ability to offer seamless broadband services to unserved regions aligns with initiatives like government-sponsored rural broadband programs. Governments are expected to invest billions in infrastructure improvements, and AST's technology could position them as a key partner in these initiatives, offering further opportunities to secure contracts. On the technical side, AST is moving forward with the deployment of its Bluebird satellites, which are expected to deliver nationwide cellular coverage in the US, starting with non-continuous service. As the constellation grows, the service will expand both in coverage and consistency, laying the groundwork for large-scale revenue streams. In terms of financial projections, if AST SpaceMobile successfully deploys its full satellite network and reaches scale, analysts are optimistic that it could become a dominant player in the satellite broadband space, with potential for billions in annual revenue. However, this will largely depend on the execution of their launch schedules, regulatory approvals, and maintaining technological reliability. In summary, AST SpaceMobile's opportunity to disrupt the global broadband market is vast, with the potential to generate substantial income through strategic partnerships, technological innovation, and tapping into underserved markets. If everything goes as planned, the company could see significant financial growth, though much depends on their ability to overcome existing operational challenges. When considering the potential threats AST SpaceMobile faces, several critical factors emerge that could significantly impact their business and long-term viability. In my opinion, one of the primary threats is the intense competition in the satellite broadband industry. Major players like SpaceX's Starlink and Amazon's Project Kuiper already have substantial head starts. For instance, SpaceX has already launched over 3,500 Starlink satellites, providing a well-established service. These competitors also have deeper financial resources, allowing them to iterate faster and with more technological advancements. AST will have to differentiate its offerings, such as its unique direct-to-smartphone technology, to stand out in a crowded market. Technological and operational risks are also significant threats to AST SpaceMobile's success. Despite recent achievements, such as the deployment of their first 5 commercial satellites, space-based technology is inherently prone to delays and failures. As seen in their past, AST SpaceMobile has experienced launch delays, and any future setbacks could disrupt timelines and diminish investor confidence. Additionally, there's always a risk that their technology might not perform as expected or integrate smoothly with terrestrial networks, a vital aspect of their business model. The company also faces regulatory challenges. Operating a global satellite network requires navigating complex and often time-consuming regulatory processes in multiple jurisdictions. For example, gaining spectrum licenses across different countries can take up to 2 years, significantly delaying expansion plans. These regulatory hurdles not only delay market entry, but also come with high compliance costs, which could exceed $200 million in some regions. Another looming threat is financial sustainability. While AST SpaceMobile has secured funding from strategic partners like Verizon and AT&T, the company continues to burn through cash at a fast rate. With a $400 million stock sale recently announced, there are concerns about dilution for existing shareholders. High capital expenditures coupled with negative cash flow mean AST is under pressure to generate revenue quickly, and any delays in commercializing their services could exacerbate financial strain. Lastly, the broader market volatility presents a general risk. Like many tech stocks, AST SpaceMobile stock price has been highly volatile. External factors such as economic downturns, geopolitical issues, or shifts in investor sentiment toward tech and space ventures could severely impact their ability to raise further capital or sustain long-term growth. In summary, while AST SpaceMobile has vast potential, it faces numerous threats from stiff competition, technological risks, regulatory challenges, and financial pressures. Investors should be cautious about these risks as they could significantly impact the company's trajectory. In conclusion, AST SpaceMobile presents a high-risk, high-reward investment opportunity. The company's innovative approach to delivering space-based broadband directly to smartphones offers a unique market advantage, particularly in underserved regions. Partnerships with major telecom players like AT&T, Verizon, and Vodafone further enhance its potential for rapid adoption and revenue generation. However, significant threats remain. Competition from well-funded rivals like SpaceX's Starlink, regulatory challenges across global markets, and substantial financial risks due to high capital expenditures and operational costs. For investors, the key question is whether AST can overcome these hurdles and capitalize on the massive market demand for global connectivity. Those willing to embrace the risks may find it a speculative, long-term play with substantial upside if the company's vision is fully realized. Invest wisely with this company and do your own research prior to investing. Caveat emptor, sed fortunam audaces expectat. In conclusion, AST SpaceMobile presents a high-risk, high-reward investment opportunity. The company's innovative approach to delivering space-based broadband directly to smartphones offers a unique market advantage, particularly in underserved regions. Partnerships with major telecom players like AT&T, Verizon, and Vodafone further enhance its potential for rapid adoption and revenue generation. However, significant threats remain. Competition from well-funded rivals like SpaceX's Starlink, regulatory challenges across global markets, and substantial financial risks due to high capital expenditures and operational costs. For investors, the key question is whether AST can overcome these hurdles and capitalize on the massive market demand for global connectivity.
Thank you for watching.
Those willing to embrace the risks may find it a speculative, long-term play with substantial upside if the company's vision is fully realized. Invest wisely with this company and do your own research prior to investing. Caveat emptor, sed fortunam audaces expectat.